Sunday, but I'll mention it this morning. Please don't forget about Revival up and coming, just a couple months away, and we're less than 2 months now. I need to be much in prayer for that. Amen. 1 Kings chapter number 4. If you found your place, I invite you to stand for the reading and for the reverence of God's Word. Starting verse number 22 in 1 Kings chapter number 4. The Bible says, "And Solomon's provision for one day was 30 measures of fine flour, 3 score measures of meal, 10 fat oxen, and 20 oxen out of the pastures, and 100 sheep, besides harts and roebucks and fallow deer, and fatted fowl, for he had dominion over all the region on this side the river from Tebesh even to Azah, over all the kings on this side of the river. And he had peace in all sides round about him, and Judah and Israel dwelt safely, every man under his vine and under his fig tree, from Dan even to Beersheba, all the days of Solomon. And Solomon had 40,000 stalls of horses for his chariots and 12,000 horsemen. And those officers provided victual for King Solomon and for all that came into King Solomon's table. Every man in his month they lacked nothing. Barley, also the straw for the horses and dromedaries, brought they unto the place where the officers were, every man according to his charge." In verse 29, the Bible says, "And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, and largeness of heart, even as the sand that is of the seashore. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east country, and all the wisdom of Egypt. For he was wiser than all men, than Ethan, than Ezrat, that Haman, and Chalcol, and Darda, the sons of Mahol, and his fame was in all nations round about. And he spake 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. And he spake of trees from the cedar tree that is in Lebanon, even into the hyssop that springeth out of the wall. He spake also of beast and of fowl, and of creeping things, and of fishes. And there came all of all people to hear the wisdom of Solomon from all kings of the earth which had heard of his wisdom." Let's bow our heads and ask the Lord's blessing upon this service. Our Father, which art in heaven, God, we come to you once again, Father, Lord, just thanking you, praising you, God, for this another opportunity, Lord, that you gave us just to be in church this morning, just to come and worship you this morning. And God, we just pray for all the many prayer requests. God, we just lift them up to you today. Lord, praying that you touch and help each and every one, Father. And God, we just give you all the praise, honor, and glory. And Lord, I just pray, Father, Lord, for your anointing power, Father God, to be on me, Father, Lord, as we open your word, Father. Lord, I just pray you'd open my mouth and loose my tongue, God, that I just preach the truth of you. And Lord, if there be one here today that needs help, God, I pray you touch them and help them. Lord, if there's one here today that needs salvation, God, I pray you'd convict their heart and save them before it's everlasting too late. And God, I just pray you go with us today, watch over us, lead, guide, and direct. Lord, we pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen. Thank you. You may be seated. We see here in 1 Kings, as we are talking about Solomon here, and it goes through and it tells us in God's Word all the things that Solomon was gave. And I like this part, this last part here. And it talks about that all the proverbs and all the songs that he was gave to speak and to sing. But we know, as the story goes, that Solomon was granted one thing. If he could have anything, what would it be that God would give him? And he wanted wisdom. Amen. And I want to preach from verse number 29 here. And it says, "And God gave Solomon wisdom." And I want to preach this message here today, this morning. What has God gave you today? And I got to thinking about some of the things that God has gave us today. The Bible says in Leviticus chapter number 19 and verse 18, "Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. But thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. The Lord has gave us neighbors. Amen. Wherever you go, wherever you live in today's time, I don't care if you own a thousand acres around you, you're still going to have a neighbor. Amen. But so many places in the Bible, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, Romans, Galatians, James, the Bible tells us to love thy neighbor. Amen. As Christians, we are supposed to love our neighbors. The Bible says, as ourself. I don't know if there's somebody in here today that can honestly raise their hand and say, you know what, preacher, I hate myself. Amen. The Bible tells us that we're not supposed to do that, but we're supposed to love our neighbors as ourself. There's not a person here today that I can say that would say that they hate themselves. Amen. It's not in us to hate ourselves as human beings. But the Bible tells us we are to love our neighbors. We are to get along with our neighbors. And we are to help our neighbors. Amen. The Bible shows us that our neighbors see us as Christians. And we're supposed to be the example to them. Amen. God has gave us neighbors. And also, God has gave us noise. Amen. Some of our children, we can say amen to that because they're noisy. Amen. But that's not the noise that God has gave us. In Psalm 66, Division 66, verse 1, the Bible says, make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. And in Psalms 81, 95, 98, and 100, the Bible tells us that we are to make a joyful noise. Amen. Y'all know as much as I do. Those that stand in front of me or beside of me or behind me in the choir, they can testify that I cannot sing. Amen. But the Bible tells us that we are to make a joyful noise. Amen. I told a church this one time, I said, if there are 100 people show up for a service, that I would get up in front of the church and sing. Amen. On the last day of Vacation Bible School, we had 117 people sitting in that church. A very small church. Just about didn't have enough room to hold it. So guess what I had to do? I had to make a joyful noise, amen, in front of everyone. But we're not supposed to sing to ourselves. And it's not about us that we're singing about. It's about Him. God has gave us a noise. He has gave us a song, and we're supposed to sing unto God, amen. We as Christians are supposed to lift Him up through song. But not only a neighbor and noise, God has gave us prayer. One of the most important things that we can have is prayer. Prayer is mentioned in different ways 447 times in God's Word. And God talks about prayer. Philippians chapter number 4, verse 6, the Bible says, be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. How do you expect God to hear you if you don't talk to Him? Amen. And you have to talk to Him. When you talk to Him, it is through prayer. As Brother Rodney said this morning, that even our spirit, sometimes we don't know what to pray, but our spirit knows what to pray. Amen. We need to stay connected with God. The Bible says that we're to pray without ceasing. How do you expect as a Christian to get anything done if you don't pray? Prayer changes things. Amen. Prayer changes all circumstances. Amen. The only reason some of you are here is because of prayer. Amen. The only reason that some of us are even in this church this morning is because there was somebody that prayed for us. There might have been many people that prayed for us, but I know without a shadow of a doubt, my mother prayed for me. Amen. She had a desire at a young age in my life to take me and to try to keep me in church. And so many times I've heard my mama in the next room, and I couldn't understand why she would pray. Everything was okay with us, I thought. But my mom, she would pray and pray and pray every night. It wouldn't be a time that I knew that if I walked by her room when everybody was supposed to be in the bed, she would be praying. Amen. I thank God that prayer changes things. But noise, and God's gave us noise. He's gave us neighbors. He's gave us prayer. But also, He's gave us praise. 248 times in the Bible, God talks about praise. Revelation chapter 19, verse 5, the Bible says, "And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great." In Revelation, it's talking to us today. Amen. I believe this. He says, saying, "Praise our God, all ye his servants." I don't know about you today, but I'm a servant of God. For what he's done for me, I cannot repay him with no amount of money, with all the amount of money in this world. I can't get enough to tell him how much he's done for me. But we're supposed to praise his wonderfulness. Amen. He has been so good to each and every one of us. We're to praise his power. We're to praise his mercy. We're to praise his grace. We're to praise his forgiveness. We are to praise God today, the Bible tells us. He tells us we're to praise him. Amen. Saying, "Praise our God, all ye his servants." We got to praise God today, amen. I couldn't help but as through the Sunday school hour, and as Brother Bill done such a wonderful job, just letting go and letting God have his way in the Sunday school, and how he began to tell how good God is, and Miss Donna Hall, as she's just a beautiful witness for God as she's going through stage 4 cancer, and how she just lets go and just encourages people through her tribulation. But I tell you what, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to praise God no matter what we're going through in our life. Through the valleys, through the ups, and through the downs, we're supposed to praise God. Amen. How do you praise him? Well, that's the next thing that God gives us. He gives us a shout. Amen. In Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9, the Bible says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, the King cometh unto thee." Amen. The King's coming. I don't know about you today, but I know without a shadow of a doubt, he is coming. And he is just, and he has salvation. He's lowly and riding upon the ass. Amen. 2,000 years ago, he was coming. Amen. Zechariah told us that he was coming. And what happened? Amen. He came. He rode that lonely donkey that had never been rode before. Amen. Prophecy being fulfilled. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16, the Bible says, "For the Lord himself." Amen. Now we're talking many, many years later. He says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." Amen. Zechariah told us that shout because he's coming. Now, how are we supposed to feel about this? Zechariah said, "Shout because he's coming." And when he comes, he's going to be riding a lowly donkey that's never been ridden before. And the beloved, there in Revelation, when he talks about Jesus stepping out on that cloud, he says, "Shout." With a shout, he does. With the voice of an archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. With a shout, he's coming. Well, guess what? He's already came. Amen. And so, with a shout, he's coming back. Amen. You can guarantee that he's gave us a shout for him. And not only has he gave us a shout for him, amen, he's given us a step for him. In Matthew chapter number 7, Matthew chapter number 7 in verse number 13, the Bible says this. Matthew chapter number 7, verse number 13, the Bible says, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." God has gave us a step, amen. He has showed us the direction. He's gave us the instructions. He's gave us the GPS. He's gave us everything that we need to follow him. And he's gave us the step to do that, amen. He said, "Straight, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that we don't want to go." He said, "Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way," amen. There's just a narrow path there is. But guess what? The Bible says it's straight. Amen. He's not talking about the gate. He's talking about the way. It is straight. He's gave us a step to stay towards Him. He's gave us a step to follow Him. He's gave us a step to walk in His ways. His ways are not our ways, and our ways are not His ways, but He's gave us the right way. Amen. He's gave us the way that we could follow Him. But we can make His ways our ways. Amen. He's gave us a neighbor. He's gave us noise. He's gave us prayer. He's gave us praise. He's gave us shout. He's gave us a step. But also, He's gave us life. Amen. He's gave us life. Genesis chapter number 2, I believe it is. Genesis chapter number 2 and verse 7, the Bible says this. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Guess what? He's the one that gave us that life, amen. He gave us through that life for the first Adam, amen. He gave us through the life for the second Adam. And as he came and died on that old rugged cross, Revelation chapter number 22 and verse 1, the Bible says, and he showed me a pure river of water of life. Amen. He's gave us the water of life. Verse 17, he says this, and the Spirit and the bride say, come, and let him that heareth say, come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Amen. When he gave us life, he gave us the breath of life. When he gave us life, he gave us the water of life. In Revelation 22 and verse 2, the Bible says, and in the midst of the street of it, on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruit. He gave us the breath of life, the water of life. He gave us the tree of life. Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life. Amen. He's gave us that tree of life. In chapter number 13, in verse number 8, the Bible says this. He says, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship Him whose names are not written in the book of life, amen, of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. He gave us the breath of life. He gave us the water of life. He gave us the tree of life. He gave us the book of life, amen. And I'm here to tell you today, if your name's not wrote in the book of life, you'll not see it come to pass where you get to stand before God and worship Him and praise Him and shout His holy name, amen. In chapter number 11, verse number 11, He gave us, and after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered into them. Talking about the two witnesses. 3.5 days they laid in the street dead. I was teaching a vacation Bible school. Got to teach the teenage class. They asked me to teach, and I got here, and it was the vacation Bible school theme was, He came, He died, He rose again, He ascended, He's coming back. And they said, Brother Mickey said, what day would you like to teach? And I said, give me He's Coming Back, amen. And I tell you what, for about an hour and a half, through God, I had those kids' attention. And they hung on to every word I said. And I got here to talking about the witness. And I said, the Bible says, and the world shall see them lay in the street 3.5 days. And I said, how do you think that's going to happen? I said, I don't know, preacher. They started squirming. They said, I don't know. I said, most of you got it at home. I said, some, they've even started getting it on their phone. And they just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I said, the world's already been using it for the last 30 years. I said, we've got it. It's called the World Wide Web. Amen. I tell you what, prophecy has been fulfilled. All that you have to do is put this on the internet. Amen. When the witness is standing or laying in the street 3.5 days killed because of the witness that they had. But God said this. He said, what He's gave us, He's going to give them. The Spirit of life. Amen. We've got the Spirit of life. When the Holy Spirit came to us, God has gave us life, and He's gave us the bread of life, the breath of life. He's gave us the water of life. He's gave us the tree of life. He's gave us the book of life. He's gave us the Spirit of life. In chapter number 2 there in Revelation, verse number 10, he's also gave us this. The Bible says, "Fear none of these things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, that ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life." Amen. I tell you what, everything that God has promised us and everything that God has gave us is nothing but straight from the throne room of glory. And that's what we come to next. God has gave us love. Amen. He's gave us a neighbor. He's gave us noise, and sometimes He gives us noisy neighbors. Amen. He's gave us praise. He's gave us prayer. He's gave us a shout. He's gave us step. He's gave us life, and He's gave us love. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." He gave us love. Amen. He is love. He is the author of love, and He gave us love. In 1 John chapter number 3 and verse 16, the Bible says this, "Whereby perceive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us, that we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren." Amen. That goes back to the neighbor. Amen. Love thy neighbor. Amen. Not only is He laid down His life for us because He loved us, but we ought to lay down our life for Him because we love Him. Amen. He loved us so much that He sent His Son to this earth to die on that old rugged cross, that we may live eternally and have life everlasting. Amen. He gave us that agape love. Well, with love, next comes the Savior. He gave us the Savior. Amen. Can you imagine Jesus Christ being in heaven, having the option to stay or to come to this earth? And He chose to come. He chose to step out on that cloud. He chose to step out on the balconies of heaven and to be born a virgin here on this earth. And Isaiah said this in 43, verse 3. He said, "For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee." In verse number 11, He says, I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior." He gave us the Savior. Amen. He had so much love. Because if you sit down and you study John 3:16, see, the love of God comes before Jesus Christ. He says, "For God so loved the world." Amen. When He gave us love, He gave us His Savior, our Savior. Luke chapter number 1. Luke chapter number 1 and verse number 47, the Bible says this, "And my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior." Chapter number 2 and verse 11, the Bible says this, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." When He gave us love, He gave us a Savior. Acts chapter number 13 says this, "Of this man's seed hath God, according to His promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus." Amen. God gave Him to us. Can you imagine waking up? You know, our children, when they wake up on Christmas morning and they open these gifts from Santa Claus, amen, when they open these things, they are so tickled to death that Santa Claus came and visited them. They're just ecstatic, amen. But we as Christians ought to get even more excited than our children do on Christmas, because God, He gave us something more valuable than any gift that can be given to us on this side of eternity. And that's His darling Son, Jesus Christ. We ought to shout. We ought to sing a joyful noise. We ought to want to pray more for those that don't know Him, those that have never had that gift. We, we, We ought to go to our neighbors and tell them that we love them, no matter if they go to church or not. We ought to try to be the example. We ought to try to influence them to want to get saved and live their life for God. And once He gave us His Savior, He gave us salvation. Psalms 3:8 says this, "Salvation belongeth to the Lord. It is His." Can you imagine the gift of God, the one that He created all this universe? He gave us the Savior, His Son. He loved Him so much, He didn't want to see Him to go through all that He went through on the cross, on Calvary's hill. And when He took sin upon Himself, turned His back on Him. And I believe God wept and wept and wept at that moment. But I believe He got happy. I believe He rejoiced after that day that He came home. Amen. Because the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. The only exception for Jesus Christ, He made one stop before He got to heaven. Amen. He went to hell and got the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Then He went home. And on the third day, He rose again. Amen. Came back to this earth. And they got to see Him. 40 days later, He went to be at the right hand of His Father. Once we got the Savior, we got salvation. I'm going to read you a few verses, then we'll be through. In Isaiah chapter number 12, in verse number 2, the Bible says this, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall we draw water out of the wells of salvation." Amen. Acts chapter number 4, in verse number 12, the Bible says this. Acts chapter number 4, in verse number 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved. Romans chapter number 10, in verse number 10, the Bible says this, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Salvation leads to love. Salvation leads to life. Salvation leads to the right steps. Salvation leads to a new start and a shout and a praise, and it leads to prayer. It leads to noise. It leads to your neighbor. Amen. I tell you what, when Jesus Christ comes into our heart and we got that salvation, now we know we got that Savior, everything that God has gave us here, we ought to show out there. Amen. I tell you what, I just thank God that He saved me one day. Amen. He loved me when I was unlovable. He gave me something that I could never pay Him back for. Amen. I tell you what, Brother Larry Adams, when they give him that old tractor and trailer there to go up and down the West Coast, amen, back and forth, but Brother Larry was happy because of that, amen. But what Jesus gave Brother Larry many, many years ago, amen, there's not ever tractor and trailer in this world could ever hold the love that Jesus has for you and I, amen, and for the salvation that He has gave us. Amen. He's gave us a neighbor. He's gave us noise. He's gave us a joyful noise. Let me say that. He's gave us a prayer. He's gave us a praise. He gave us a shout. He's gave us the right steps. He's gave us the right life. And He's gave us love. And when He gave us all these things, He gave us a Savior. And at that moment, we had to accept salvation. I don't know about you today, but if there's somebody here that just needs a little reboot in their computer system, amen, in their internal hardware, need to get a little program update, amen, you can do it. And God's waiting for you to give it to you, amen. I'm going to ask Miss Connie if she would to come to the piano. I don't know about you today, but I tell you what, it just blesses me to know what God has gave me. It just blesses me to know that He done it all for me. If there had been nobody else in this world, guess what? He'd have still done it. Amen. If you'd have been the only person in this world, guess what? He'd have still done it. As she begins to play, as we stand, every head bowed and every eye closed. How about you today? Are you thankful what God's gave you today? Are you thankful of what God's done for you today? How about you today? Would you come? This altar's open. How do you thank Him? You bow your head, close your eyes, and you begin to talk to Him. Say, Lord, say, all this You've done for me, I don't deserve it, but I thank You for doing it. And I know You've done it because You love me. Most of all, You love my soul. And You want my soul to be with You. And God, I thank You. And I praise You. Praise You for all those things that You've done for me. Not the material things You've gave me, but the mercy that You've gave me, the grace that You've gave me, the forgiveness that You've gave me. God, I thank You for those things. How about you today? Would you come? How about you today? Would you come? How about you today? Would you come? How about you today? How about you today? Would you come? How about you today? Would you come? How about you today? How about you today? Would you come? As people come to the altar, how about you? How about you today? Are you thankful what He's done for you? Where He's kept you from and where He's brought you to? How about you today? How about you today? Before we pray, would you come? How about you today? I know we all make mistakes in this world. Sometimes we say things that we could go back and we say we're sorry, but the pain's still there and the hurt's still there. Sometimes it's just a lot to try to live in this world and be a Christian. But I tell you what, God can help us. God can bring us through the days where it just seems like nothing goes right or anything you say is just the wrong thing to say. How about you today? Would you come before we pray? Thank You so very much, Father Lord, for Your Word. God, we thank You for what You've gave us. God, most of all for our Savior, Your Son, and for salvation. God, we just thank You so very much for all that You've done for us. God, I pray for each and every one here today, those that are in need today, those that have came to the altar today. God, You know each and every need, and Father Lord, You know each and every trouble. And God, we thank You that You've got each and every answer. And God, I just pray, Father Lord, for Your touch and Your help on them. And God, I pray You go with us today to love our neighbor. God, that we just have a praise for You and a shout for You, Father Lord, for everything that You've gave us. And God, we thank You most of all in that life. We thank You for the eternal life. And God, we just lift Your name up today. Lord, we thank You and praise You. It's in Jesus Christ's name we do so humbly pray. Amen. See what y'all did, ladies. Look what y'all inspired.
Of course, the devil was sitting there saying, no, we got to go eat. And I looked at Ashley, so will you come and help me sing this?
Mm-hmm. When I look around and see the good things He does for me, I know I'm unworthy of them all, but His blessings He freely gives. I owe my life to Him. I've got so much to it's brought me from. I've got so much to thank Him for. Sometimes while on this way I kneel to stop and say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. One day I'll reach sweet heaven shore, oh please, just let me kneel once more. I've got so much to thank Him for. I've got so much to thank Him for, so much to praise Him for. You see, He has been so good to me. When I think of what He's done and where He has brought me from,